It was one of the happiest of my life.
So he took the sacraments?
No, unfortunately, they weren't able to give him communion because he couldn't keep anything down, and they were afraid there might be an involuntary sacrilege. Mm. But I know his soul was saved.
That must be a great comfort.
Yes. Anyway, you'll appreciate now how important it is for Mother and I to get hold of his writings.
Hmm?
Well, the point is, Monsieur Verlaine, to speak frankly, a number of the poems he wrote in extreme youth were rather indecent.
Hmm.
And in some cases, even profane. He would never have wished to be remembered for them. My mother and I plan to, as it were, separate the wheat from the tares and destroy those of his works which we feel he would have destroyed himself.
I see.
We were amazed, in fact, that the poems in the reliquary were thought to be worthy of publication.
Mm.
We suppose that they could only have been published for motives of profit. I'd be very interested to know who pocketed the author's royalties.
Yes. I couldn't tell you.
Here's my mother's card. Perhaps you could send the manuscripts to this address.
As a matter of fact, Vanier and I were planning an edition of Rambaud's complete works.
Yes, Monsieur Vanier told me.
Well, don't you think that there's a place for the works you mentioned in our edition? I mean, surely his conversion becomes even more striking if it's seen against some of the things he wrote when he was young.
I'm sure these considerations will be borne in mind.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I wonder if you could give me your address so that I can get in touch with you if it's necessary.
Well, I don't really have an address, Mademoiselle. I spend a lot of time in hospital, you see, and my address seems to change quite often.
I see. Well, I think that's about all, Monsieur Verlaine. I'd like to get back to my hotel before it gets dark.
Wait, please. Just a minute. I wonder if you could, before you go, just tell me something about your brother. You see, the last time I saw him in Stuttgart must have been about 17 years ago, when he was over there learning German. After that, the reports, as I said, were so so vague. We heard he was in Abyssinia. We heard he was dead, and later that he was alive. All kinds of rumours. I wonder if you could just fill in the details a little. That's all.
I don't know there's very much to tell. He was a building consultant in Cyprus for some time. Then he moved on to Aden and got a job with a trading firm. He established a new depot for them in Abyssinia about 5 years ago, which he managed and ran himself.
But how did he die?
He had a tumor on his knee.
That's very strange.
Why?
Because that's what I have. A tumor on my knee.
It would have been all right if he'd done something about it sooner. But he insisted on working till the pain became unbearable. After that, it took him 2 months to get back to Marseille, and they amputated his leg. But by that time, it was too late.
How terrible.
They tried to fit him with a wooden leg, but they'd had to amputate too high, and the stump couldn't take the weight. He kept saying, that if he'd known what it was going to be like, he'd never have let them amputate. He hated the hospital so much that he left and came home.
Was he alone in Marseille?
Oh, yes. When he got home, things weren't too bad at first. But before long, he lost the use of his right arm. And the pain spread and increased. The doctor gave him drugs, and he became delirious. I remember one night, I was woken up by a terrible crash, and I rushed up to his room and found him lying, face down on the floor, naked. He told me he had opened his eyes, and it was dawn. Time to go, to lead his caravan of ivory and musk to the coast. He kept saying that he wanted to go back to the sun, and that the sun would heal him. And eventually he left for Marseille, and I went with him. He intended to travel on from there to Aden, But when we got there, he was too ill. And he went back into